Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Good morning. It's June 30th, 2022, and this is 5-Minute Daily Devotionals with Religionless Christianity. This morning, we'll be looking at Luke chapter 11, verses 53 and 54. And they say, "And as he said these things to them, the scribes and the Pharisees began to assail him vehemently and to cross-examine him about many things, lying in wait for him and seeking to catch him in something he might say, that they might accuse him."
Now, we're just skipping over all the rest of those woes Jesus speaks to the Pharisees and the lawyers. And as I'm reading this, I'm seeing how people who think themselves religious do the same thing to those who point out their sin. And it happens to us often on social media, especially. We've been posting something every day about Christians who support homosexuality, but more so the pride in homosexuality, but they boast that they are more loving towards others. Jesus said to be loving and obey his commandments. We can't be all love and acceptance, but no obedience to keep ourselves unspotted from the world. We talk about how we are to judge those inside the church and God judges those outside. But those who are supposedly inside the church, they hate being judged. They cross-examine us and try accusing us instead of agreeing with the scriptures we present to them. They hate the messenger of God's word. The Israelites killed the prophets that God sent to them. And Jesus actually brings this up to them in other verses containing those other woes.
Yeah, and look, you know, we're just as guilty of this as anyone. You know, we're all guilty of this, and this is why Jesus instructs us against it. Matthew 7, verses 4 and 5, he says, "Or how can you say to your brother, 'Let me remove the speck from your eye, and look, a plank is in your own eye'? Hypocrite! First remove the plank from your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye." And we as fallen creatures are stuck sort of in a loop of removing your plank, helping to remove the speck, then removing the plank to help remove the speck. Because the thing is, we aren't removing any planks on our own. Those planks in our eyes are specks to those helping us, that they are helping us to remove. And if you don't accept the help, you can never be a help to any other. And we as Christians have to look differently than the world in this regard. And sadly, oftentimes we don't. You know, how is it? You know, how can it be that a group of people who have supposedly heard the gospel, that we're all sinners, born in sin, dead in our transgressions, and in need of a savior because we can't save ourselves, we all accept that message, yet we're so quick to be haughty and self-righteous when it actually comes to having specks pointed out to us? And I'll call myself out a little bit here. This just happened to me not long ago. One of the podcasting mentors on the Christian podcast community, after we had an interview with them, he mentioned to me that I take the Lord's name in vain by casually using his name in my conversations. Now, whether or not I agree with that entirely, it is something that I have done. And, you know, maybe the reason that it hasn't bothered me is because of how bad I used to talk. So I didn't notice it and it didn't offend me. And I didn't see it as taking the Lord's name in vain. But if he did and it offends my brother, then I need to let it go. You know, that is a plank I can work on removing from my eye. I could get offended and tell him to go pound sand, Or I could say thank you for letting me know, because I would hate to cause someone to stumble. And I'll say if I haven't fixed it entirely, I'm working on it, but sorry if it slips out. Pray for me where it slips out, and then forgive me if I make a mistake.
Good. That's nice that you bring up an example. Good to have those so we can all think of something.
Yeah.
And today's psalm comes from Psalm 61, verse 4. I will abide in your tabernacle forever. I will trust in the shelter of your wing.
And our proverb comes from Proverbs 30, verses 7 through 9. Two things I request of you. Deprive me not before I die. Remove falsehood and lies far from me. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with the food allotted to me, lest I be full and deny you, and say, who is the Lord? Or lest I be poor and steal, and profane the name of my God. And I'll end praying for you from Psalms 145. May the Lord show you he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. That the Lord is good to all, and his mercy is over all that he has made. May you know the Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. That the Lord preserves all who love him. God bless.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.